vomiting it in dribbles all over the house.
No.
relegating him more and more to the cellar and out of our sight?
Not that our cellar is a dank, damp, unhealthy place. It's not. In fact, in the warm corner by the furnace where Phoebe's basket of rags was placed, it was really most cozy. It was really quite nice.
Even so, Phoebe was never neglected. He was always fed. Plenty of nutritional kibble in his dish. Plenty of water.
Plenty of water.
It was impossible to ignore Phoebe for long with his whining and his whimpering, his clawing at the cellar door.
And the loathsome messes he left, which one of us, usually I, would end up cleaning up each morning.
We could never stay mad at Phoebe for long.
In the hospital, we were always happy.
ever sin, Doctor. If you would just put a quick, merciful end.
How dare you? Are you mad?
Put him to sleep, Doctor. If you could put him to sleep, out of his suffering.
Beep, beep.